Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Die Welt kann uns nicht mehr verstehen. Und alles, was Leben braucht, bitte mach dir nichts draus. I'm coming of age. I'm coming of age. I'm coming of age. Und nichts war jemals ganz. Zerstörung der Bilanz. I'm coming of age. Und nichts war jemals ganz. Zerstörung der Bilanz. Nein, nichts war jemals ganz.
Welcome to the 90s episode of Indire, hosted by Radio Korax. You just listened to the Stuttgart-based post-punk band Karies with their new song Coming of Age. It's on their new album Tagträume an der Schaummaschine.
Hello, welcome listeners. I'm Luise and next to me there's Yoshi.
Hi.
And yeah, we are lucky to present you some local music. You said this band is coming from Stuttgart, so we also have a look into music which is coming from West Germany. Then we play some music from Berlin, from Leipzig, and of course we prepared an interview with the band called Fictures. Our next song is from Ninen Club, which is a band I recently went on a concert to in Leipzig, which was pretty cool. And Ninen Club is doing, yeah, more or less like garage punk music, you can say. This is the song Subway Tile.
Yeah.
we move from Berlin to our little town Halle. The next band we will play is a local band. Also the next 2, 3, 4, 5 bands, we will have a little surprise for you later, will be from our town. So we continue with the dark wave band Kissing Disease. It's a quite new band in Halle, and they remember me a bit to the depressive post-punk band Fliehende Stürme from Germany, which is very old. And but they are very young, and I like it actually much more.
Hi, you're listening to Indie AI, hosted by Radio Korax in Germany. We are Kissing Disease, and this is our single release Eiswüste. In this song, we try to capture the feeling of being alone and isolated in a dystopian world, sending you love in these cold days.
It's like a curse weighing on an entire landscape. And whoever goes too deep into this has his share of that curse. So we are cursed with what we are doing here. It's a land that God, if he exists, has created in anger. It's the only land where creation is unfinished yet. Taking a close look at what's around us, there is some sort of a harmony. It is the harmony of overwhelming and collective murder.
everybody. Hello, listeners of the European program Indie Re Independent Radio Exchange. This is the radio show from Halle Saale, East Germany. And now we're coming to our interview. And Yoshi, you prepared the interview with the band called Fictures. How did you get in touch with them?
Yeah, my main job in Halle is a social worker. And where I work, we have some leisure activities. We have an editorial group who produces a magazine, like one that you can read, and actually also print it once a year. And all these members were users of this leisure activity. One of them even became our employer, Till. So I'm also in a work contact with him. And the two other two guys I also know from this group. And yeah, that's how I know them.
So Yoshi, you also went to a concert of Fictures. How is this band on stage?
Yeah, I didn't just went on the concerts, I helped them to organize some concert. We did one concert at Passage 13, which is in Halle Neustadt, and we did one concert at Herr Fleischer's Kiosk am Rheieck, which is a very popular place for Radio Korax, because they did a live radio concert there.
Great. It's interesting that you did like two concerts with a band, like Herr Fleischer's Kiosk, which is our local radio kiosk, where we do radio shows in the middle of the city, and then the Passage 13, which is pretty far away from the city center. So we asked them to send us some voice messages, and they kindly answered our questions. So first you asked them, Yoshi?
I asked them if they can describe Fictures in 3 sentences.
So we are an indie synth pop trio from Halle Saale, and we are coming from different styles of making music, so these different styles get mixed up in our songs, and that makes our music so interesting.
The next question we asked is, when did you start your band, and how did you team up?
So Im and I have been making music for quite a long time, and yeah, I don't know, we covered some songs and jammed a little. And in 2020, I started to create the instrumental track for our first song, I Don't Know, and showed it to Emil, and then we wrote some lyrics together, and yeah, essentially this was the start of our project. Later on in 2021, we met Nick while we were searching for some musicians to play our first concert, and he gave us some very cool influences from electronic music and creating songs and mixing. That he completed us so well that we are a trio since then.
How and where do you rehearse and record?
Normally we don't really rehearse our songs like typical bands. We often tend to jam and then record our instrumental ideas pretty fast. After recording these parts, Emil tries to find fitting lyrics and harmonies, and with that a new Fictures song is born. And yeah, we only really rehearse our songs when we have an upcoming gig for which we have to prepare our performance.
I asked them to tell me from their point of view, how is the situation in Halle for a young band?
So we think Halle is great for a young band to make music. We love Halle. There are plenty of options to play live and make music with other people together, but it is really tough finding rehearsal rooms. And you have to take action when you want to play live. And maybe there could be some spaces for young people to make music together.
What are the most important media channels for your band? How much effort do you put into it? Would you still publish music in analog ways?
So I believe the most important social media platforms for us are, of course, Spotify to publish some music, and our Instagram account, The Fictures. And we don't do very much stuff on that because we use our time to make music, and sometimes we post some pictures or we make a reel or, I don't know, some stupid stories. Yeah, but it's not our highest priority in work. But I think digital media is very important for our music because it's very important in our style of creating, and I think it's the only way to publish in this independent way like we do. And yeah, I'm really thankful that we can live in a time where we can publish our music independently without going to some record labels or something like that. But of course, it would be very cool to have our own vinyl record or cassette or something like that.
What is the biggest difference between seeing Fictures live and listening to your recordings?
The difference between our live performances and recorded songs is that our performances are now, because of our new sampler, more like a DJ set plus some synths, some vocals and guitar. So our songs are also more housey and therefore danceable, I would say.
Do you consider your band as political? In which way are you or are you not political?
So being political is not our main motivation in making music. We aren't eager to be political in every song that we write. But we have these singles, Hay and Growth, which you can listen to on Spotify, by the way. And they are political and we are political outside of our band. So in some kind of way, we are political, but it isn't our main focus to be political with our songs and not our main motivation.
So we get to the last questions with Fictures. They are about the future plans. And the first one of the last ones is, what are Fictures' plans for 2024?
In 2024, we are going to release some tracks, and I think it will be 5, but maybe there will be more, maybe there will be less. We are aiming to kick things off in February, March with our first single next year called Late Night. Alongside that, we have planned some concerts and maybe our first music video to the song. And I believe it's going to be a very good year.
My final Final fantasy. My final question for Fictures was if they have any other hopes and wishes for the future.
We as Fictures hope to find new connections with artists, to perform more often, and we really hope to get more synthesizers, to find inspiration in new sounds and share our idea of music.
Thank you, Fictures, for the lovely interview. Also, a reason why I picked this band was it's the youngest band I knew in Halle, and I was also impressed of how professional they produce their sounds. Also, the sounds in the beginning at the end were some synthesizer experiments by Nick, the synthesizer player of the band. And as we now talked a lot with them, let's listen to them.
Hey, this is Fictures.
We produce indie synth pop out of our bedroom in Halle Saale, Germany.
And now you can listen to our latest single, Growth.
If you like it, check out our Spotify, but first,
push up the volume of your radio.
Now broadcasted by Indie Ray at Radio Korax. The song Growth.
By us, Fictures.
Like a soap in holograms, I tried to escape, but I
And now we will continue with our category Fesh.
Fesh! Ah, savior of the universe.
In Fesh, we present very popular but not yet mainstream German artists with German lyrics. Our Fesh artist this time is Dilla. She signed on 4Music and Landstreicher booking, and her song Photosynthese, which has Blümchen style, for those who don't know, Blümchen was a very, very popular figure of the German 90s techno scene. And this song Photosynthese was streamed more than 12 million times on popular streaming platforms. So it's Love Parade material. So I wouldn't say this is underground, but anyway, the song I want to show you is not that popular. Maybe because it's much darker and more wavy. Fitting to Photosynthese, it's called Licht. It's German word for light. It's what we need in winter. The song Licht is on her new album, Also bin ich. That's the name of the album. And to get into the right mood, I will read the most popular YouTube comment for the song. The user Alvaro Valdo Vinos 6836 wrote 2 weeks ago and edited it, I have to say the lyrics are so amazing and the post-punk music that accompany your lyrics are the perfect combination. Well done. Now we listen to Dilla Licht Fesh.
Fesh!
Come on.
just listened to some songs which were pretty cold, pretty dark, and in Germany, you know, there is snow right now and it's pretty cold and pretty dark, and now we want to get back to the lights in our radio show because it's getting warmer and warmer, and oh no, the wind of the desert has blown away the titles of the next five songs. The bands Greedy Vultures, Starlark and Highway Patrol recorded a tape together, and we will listen to the side A of the split cassette right now. You can try to connect each song with the correct band. Here comes
Lonesome Cowboy,
Raging Bull,
Down, Down, Down,
State Stripper,
and
Oh Babe.
Thank you. Thank you. and you have none of them. And you have none of them.
Let's go!
just listened to Greedy Vultures, Stalag and Highway Patrol, and this was their split cassette tape called I-014. And yeah, as we said, we don't know which song belonged to which band. People can listen to it on Bandcamp and guess who's who. And it was released by Henne Records, so it's a Berlin-Halle connection.
You have just listened to the 19th episode of Indie Ray with Luisa and Yoshi. We say goodbye to all the other community radios in Germany and in Europe and all listeners around the world.
Keep warm in the cold. We already miss spending time in Sevilla, which is in Andalusia in southern Spain. We spent the last week of November there to visit our partner radio, EMA RTV, for the Indie Ray conference.
We say goodbye with the last song from Wexlex, which is called Demolition.
Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire featured song.
We are back from the wonderful Indire conferences where we all managed to connect and see each other. So greetings to everybody around Europe. Coming back from the Monkey Week festival, one Spanish band is still in our heads. Sistema de Inter...
Soll ich die einlesen? Sistema de Entretenimiento.
Perfect. Thank you, Yoshi. That band reminded us of Cozy Müller. She's a Berlin artist and produces...